Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Protests rage for the seventh straight day from Los Angeles to New York City. There in New York, looters pried the wood off boarded up windows and doors, stealing clothing from Macy's and Bergdorf Goodman and sneakers from Nike. At this hour, protesters have gathered outside NYPD headquarters in Washington at the White House last night.
I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters.
As Donald Trump said those words, right across the street in Lafayette Park, police used tear gas, flash grenades, and rubber bullets to clear a crowd of protesters. That was done so the president, after his speech, could leave the White House on foot, walk across the park to hold a brief photo op. He held up a Bible in front of boarded up St. John's Church, partially burned the night before. The bishop at that church, Marianne Buddy, says Trump used it as a political prop.
He sanctioned the use of tear gas by police officers in riot gear to clear the church guard. I am outraged.
During his brief speech, Trump also threatened to call in the military if states can't handle violent protesters.
I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
The unrest in Minneapolis appeared to stabilize yesterday after George Floyd's brother made an impassioned plea for peace. Floyd's death last week triggered all this outrage. In St. Louis last night, after a peaceful protest, hundreds began throwing rocks and looting. Four police officers were shot and wounded, and emotional police chief John Hayden.
Thank God they're alive. They're alive. But can we make some sense out of this?
In a few other places, a different tone. In Nashville, Tennessee, National Guard troops put down their shields when asked to by peaceful protesters. Sheriff Chris Swanson in heavily black Flint, Michigan, put down his riot gear, telling protesters he and his deputies are at one with them in spirit in condemning the brutality of the now ex-cop in Minneapolis.
Don't think for a second that he represents who these cops are from all over the county and around this nation. We want to be with y'all for real. So I took my helmet off and laid the batons down. I want to make this a parade, not a protest.
And Millsy and Basil, Sheriff Swanson and the others in uniform there in Flint, Michigan, then marched with them, and there was no trouble.